almost mandatory three songs kicking off this week's edition of the Den. Some week I'm going to change that just to confuse you. We started with Def Leppard from their Hand Dry album with On Through the Night. That was followed by Extreme with Kid Ego, both bands of course, playing Ormo Park at the end of June. Promises to be a great night. Sweet Savage also playing. A wee bit, you know, I know there's the connection with Sweet Savage and Vivian Campbell, etc. But why could we not have also had someone like Trucker Diablo, Maverick, or any gods amount of local bands could have filled a slot there and gave them a bit of exposure to many rock fans who only turn up for the big gigs. And speaking of big gigs, the last of the opening three tunes was one of my fave songs by Sammy Hagar, Loud, which of course features Billy Duffy on guitar, giving that almost a feel of the Cult. Now, I'm a huge fan of Sammy Hagar and the tour he's doing in July. Well, I was down for two shows. I was going to Birmingham and then travelling to London, where I was meeting up with Resting Bitchface, my daughter, taking a show in London. And I don't know, there's all sorts of talk and it's left a sour taste in the mouth, a wee bit peeved off with Sammy Hagar, because he's okayed this, he has to have okayed this. But the show was originally scheduled, have been cancelled. A lot of people are out of a lot of money. Many friends were heading to Manchester on the Saturday night for the gig. Flights, hotels all booked, etc. In a lot of cases, whenever you book hotels travelling to the mainland, you book them and pay for them in advance because it's cheaper. Well, of course, Sammy probably doesn't think about along the lines of the UK being the way it's set out. You know, America's all one big mass of land, and I don't know what the goings on of the laws regarding booking flights, etc. are there. You can't cancel them here, and sometimes with hotels you can't cancel them. I looked into cancelling my London hotel and they said the cancellation fee was exactly the same as what I paid for it, so that wasn't going to happen. So Sammy has rescheduled these along with the promoter, who I blame mostly. Four arena shows in the UK. I think it was Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds and London. Like, Manchester and Leeds are about 40 minutes apart on the motorway. It's pretty senseless really, because people could have went to either or, you know what I mean? You could have had one in Scotland, one in Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland, one down in the Midlands of England, one in London. Add a fifth one, put it over in Cardiff or something. Spread them out, and then that gives people a bit of a chance. But no, here we are now with Wolverhampton, Manchester, both midweek, and three in London, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. I've been fortunate to get tickets for the Thursday gig in London, because I'd already be there with Rachel, but it was almost twice the price. Absolute rip-off. Total rip-off. Not happy, but I think I've said enough. Anyway, as you can tell, I'm pretty pissed off about it. Sammy, you've gone down in my estimation. Need to do something to sort this out. At least say something. We're at a show somewhere for a lot of fans over here on the island of Ireland who had spent a lot of money can get to. Anyway, let's get on with music before I piss myself off even more. A few new releases now available, albums and singles. Coming up in a couple of moments, we have Cray with a track from their new album, The Aftermath 4. The track you're going to hear is Through the Window. Prior to that, this is Pride of Lands. They have a new album scheduled for release on July the 10th. This is their new single, Unbridled. We'll be right back.
stop believing when life will call your bluff. As we ride this hard-won highway, we keep the pedal to the floor with an attitude that drives us every day to reach for more. Raise the wind, breathe it in, spirit unbridled, alive on the rise.
Two more tracks from albums that are now available, just released on Friday past. A few moments ago we had Fighter V, or Fighter 5, however they say it, I wish someone would tell me. From their brand new album Deja Vu, you heard Victory, and that was closely followed by John Corabi. His new album, New Day, has just been released, and from that disc you heard That Memory. Right, I had a bit of a rant there at the very, very beginning. Probably half of you have switched off, going, here he is again, gurning, getting on as usual. So let's get on with music, and another new release coming from Masterplan. Their new album, Metamorphosis, I think I said that right, scheduled to drop on the 26th of June, and here's their new single, Electric Nights.
We stay. like a two-ton heavy thing.
Tom Saxon, and the band's played on following on from Queensryche, the title track of my fave album from the band, Empire. Prior to Queensryche, we had Finnish metal band Twilightning, released three albums before parting ways in 2009. The track you just heard, Into Treason, from their 2004 disc, Plague House Puppet Show. Worth checking out, folks, not a bad wee band. Been listening to them again lately, and you know, you forget how good some of these bands are. They're very similar to Egg Guy, Stradivarius, Sonata Arctica, etc. If you like that sort of stuff, check them out. Right, coming up in a few moments, we have Aldo Nova with Blood on the Bricks. Prior to that, this is Velocity, requested by Paul McAllister. This is Love is Dangerous.
I'm not afraid to die. been broken open. All that's left undone is just a memory. Hoping one day he will say that I was blessed with love, though it seemed that way. The feelings change, brave ones remain, and breaking hearts will hurt for miles. So
so lonely.
Two tracks, sir. The former going all the way back to 1997. Balance of Power and their debut album, When the World Falls Down. Tony Ritchie singing for them in those days before he took over bass duties and was replaced on lead vocals by Lance Kane. That track you heard was Against the Odds, and that was closely followed. Well, I've played this a few times. I love it. I think it's a great tune. Fantastic solo at the end. Pride from the album Signs of Purity. Still Raining, which it isn't here at the moment. It's sunshining, which is unusual. Rain couldn't be that far away, to be honest. Pride, well, I've said it so many times. They have demos sitting about the place that were never released or unreleased songs, and I wish the hell they would just put them out. Could make a few quid from them. Great band, very much missed. Right, this stage, the past couple of weeks, I've done silly, wacky laws from around the world, or strange facts, etc., etc., and a lot of people seem to like it. Yeah, I know Alice Cooper did a similar thing in his show on Planet Rock, but there's no law against me doing it. And Alice Cooper's were creepy, weird facts, I think, if I remember correctly. Anyhow, just looking through my selection of screenshots that I've taken, not really a lot. Italy has a village that has a free wine fountain. Now, I mean, if the wench heard that, she'd be wanting to move there. She'd be going out and filling bottles every day. In the United Arab Emirates, it is illegal to dance in public places like parks or city streets. Well, that suits me because I hate dancing. Love watching other people dance, but I hate it. So you'll not catch me getting arrested for that over the UAE. In Singapore, you can be fined for not flushing a public toilet after you finish using it. They want to teach some pupils in a certain school how to do that. Dirty hellions. In Switzerland, it is illegal to cut your grass or wash your car on a Sunday. Please, please bring that law into the UK, especially up in this part of East Belfast. Because I'm sitting here on late Sunday morning. I'm looking out the window of the day and there's a bloke up the street. Not only washing his car, but he's washing his wife's. And his next door neighbour, well, two doors down, I should say, when I'm looking at it, he's cutting the grass. How boring. In Germany, it is a crime to insult someone with a middle finger while you're driving. Well, I'm afraid if they got me, I'd be scooping the cape, be thrown away, because that's my favourite hand signal when I'm driving. In Italy, it is illegal to wear bikinis or swimsuits while walking through many historic city centres. Funny, I noticed that actually in Rome. We were in Rome there in July last year. It was roasting. It was 40 degrees. Really warm. But you didn't see anybody with the usual, as they say here in Belfast, taps off or shirtless. Every fellow was walking about dressed, and girls weren't exactly scantily clad either. Thought there was some law about it. There you go. In France, you cannot name your child Nutella or any other brand name due to strict laws. Why would you? I mean, I know David Beckham, etc., named Brooklyn because that's apparently where he was conceived and that there. I mean, come on. You're not going to name your daughter Bird's Eye Fish Fingers and your son Beef Jerky, are you? Seriously. Some people really need to get a grip of reality if they're naming their kids after brand names. Not unless, of course, they're given billions of quid for the purpose of doing so, in which case I would consider it. Wonder what I call Rachel then. Let's not go there. Couple more before we get back to the music. In North Korea, entire families can be punished for one person's crime. Oh, I like that. You know, you catch the wee bugger down the street and they'll be scraping your car, get him punished, and get the whole family locked away. That would be doing me a massive favour. Couple of strange American ones before we move on. In Delaware, it's illegal to get married on a dare or for a bet. Why would you put yourself through that pain for a bet, idiots? And finally, in Florida, if you leave an elephant tied to a parking meter, you must pay the parking fee. What in the name of... Who in Florida walks about the place with an elephant? I don't know. Weird and wacky laws from around the world. Anyway, let's get on with the final piece of music. Some XYZ coming up in a couple of moments. Prior to that, this is Steelheart with the self-titled debut, Love and Easy.
Love ain't easy for me. the drama alone with your head held high.
Trying to change the world
every day.
Moments back we had Wet, This House Is On Fire, closely followed by Tokyo Motor Fist. Youngblood bringing us almost to an end of another edition of the Den. Many thanks again, folks, for all of you people getting in touch. Love reading those wee messages and emails, etc. Try to reply to as many of them as I possibly can. If I haven't got to yours yet, I will at some stage. That is something I do actually have a list for. Shout out to my co-host here on Rock Radio Northern Ireland, Nigel Jackson. I nearly said that right, Nigel Jackson, who this week uploaded the 800th edition of the Friday NI Rock Show. His other show, the A to Z Show, was up to episode 826, so that's over 1600 shows coming from Mr. Jackson. Many congratulations, fella. Keep up the good work. The leader of the pack, really, he is. Right, our cover version. Well, I was reading a page there recently on Facebook. It was an AOR festival that took place, I think it was Norway. And it was saying about Joe Lynn Turner. I actually met Russ Ballard, who basically wrote Joe Lynn Turner's first major hit for Rainbow, I Surrender. And I just sort of started looking into Russ Ballard a wee bit. And he's wrote some songs, like he has such a back catalogue of songs, especially covered by other people. I mean, Roger Daltrey, Free Me, it's from the film McVicar. I think that was the lead single of that, if I remember correctly. Heartbreaker by Olivia Newton-John, believe it or not. Where else? I Did It For Love, recorded by Night Ranger and Man of Motion album. You know, there's so many of them. Some surprising ones, too. I'm just flicking through my phone looking for one here. There's definitely one by Hot Chocolate, So You Win Again. Crazy. And I never thought of Russ Ballard writing that. Anyhow, the song I'm playing out with, the cover version this week, well, you all know it. Originally recorded by Argent. Petra have also covered this. Probably best known by a version from Kiss off their album Revenge, which appeared and one of the Bill and Ted films. So playing us out is Kiss, God Give Rock and Roll to You. Midweek Malarkey's back on Wednesday, so until then, folks, look after yourselves. We'll be right back.
God gave rock and roll to you. Gave rock and roll to you. Say rock and roll for everyone. Say rock and roll.
Red.